Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I recently visited with Eric Berg of the NDSU Meat Sciences Department about the upcoming North Dakota Barbecue Championships this weekend in Fargo. Eric, this is my favorite time of the year.
Mine too.
The North Dakota Barbecue Championships coming up this weekend at Shields Home and Hardware. I know I've had a chance to visit with the folks over at Shields, but I always like to get your perspective. And maybe just first, I just want to get a little 411. So what have you been up to in the Meat Sciences Department? How's the fall been going so far?
Oh, it's gone so fast. It's been really busy. We hired a couple of new technicians, so I've been helping train them in. And I had a first, even for me. We butchered goats in our meat lab this week, and we had a research project. They were looking at different grazing programs for goats, and we had some goats come through.
So what do you do with the results? Like, is this like internal for you guys just to kind of for teaching purposes, or do you pass those along to the folks in the industry? How does that work?
Yeah, correct. There's a growing number of people that are interested in raising goats now. They're great to complement cattle because they eat things that cattle won't, and so they're good for complementary grazing. And so, yeah, we pass it on. It gets published in what we call peer-reviewed scientific journals, and so that the whole world can see it.
Very good. And I know in past, we've just brought this up real quick, but meat processing, the industry, the last time we talked, probably about a year ago or 6 months ago, they were looking for some folks to get into the industry. I know there's a new program down in Wahpeton, Breckenridge. How's that been going?
Good. We had our first two students with that collaborative endeavor that we've got going on with Wahpeton, and they were both culinary students. So it's very, you know, I always thought if I ever went back to school, I would go to culinary school because, you
Me
know,
too.
Yeah, that chef stuff is so much fun. And there is a lot of call for research chefs even. So it would be fun. And that's what these two students are looking at. They want to have the culinary butchery.
Okay. Well, let's transition into why we're having you here today. And one of my favorite things, I literally would have to be in my deathbed not to be there. It is the North Dakota Barbecue Championships. You were nice enough years ago to ask me to participate. And it's a once a year thing. It's always been held at Shields Home and Hardware, at least since I've been there. Has it been at any other location or has it always been there?
Yeah, the first year it was out at the Hub. What was the Hub? I think it's Avalon now. And so we had it in the parking lot, and it was called Blues, Brews, and Barbecues.
Oh, I remember that name.
And that was the birth of the barbecue contest, and that was 11 years ago.
Okay. Well, Eric, let's talk about, like, just how this is growing. I know we had a little bit of a hiccup because of COVID-19, so that caused some restrictions. And I also know with the circuit, because you do get some big teams that come here. It's not just, you know, Ma and Pa Johnson with their kettle drum or whatever they're using, their green egg or whatever it happens to be to, although you want those people to come out because, you know what, they actually do make some great product, depending if it's beef, chicken, pork, whatever it happens to be. But how have you liked the growth? Because now we're at 33 teams this year.
Oh my gosh, it's great because we've had some teams that are competing at a national level that got their start at the North Dakota Barbecue Championships. So that's been really nice to see. In fact, Scott Thomason, he was entered in that first Blues, Brews, and Barbecues event, and he was using the kettle cookers, and he has grown to going all over the country, and now he's to the point where he's retiring.
Yeah, he's got that job where it's actually not work, you know, because I know he was kind of affiliated with Traeger for a little bit too, wasn't he?
No, he's his Traeger rep right
so
now.
So am I still a cheater because I'm using a Traeger? Or?
No, you know, I've kind of warmed up to him because Scott has chewed my rear several.
Has he? Okay, I would imagine. This is Inside Agriculture.